Yo, welcome to another edition of Sin City. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual with my man Father Time. Time, what's up, dog?
What's up, man?
Had new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
It's your boy Mikey Carlo, man.
Oh, shit. Mikey Carlo, what's up, dog?
What's up, man? I'm just going to open up the new song, The King Is Back, you know. When everybody knows
it,
they tune you on me. Take it out new on new Facebook and in the clubs, you know, a mixtape coming out soon.
So when you gonna give me the single, man? I mean, I keep telling you all you gotta do is give me the single. I'm gonna play it for you, dog. You don't wanna give me the single.
So look, I'll be back in there probably like next week or something, man. At the end of this week. Down in the Indiana showing them love. I got a couple shows coming. I got one on the 27th. I just had one Saturday. But these shows on, man, you know what I mean? I'll be down there winning, man. I got you though.
Okay, okay. I'll sit you down in the G, no telling what you and Dizzle up to.
Yeah, I say this. When I first got there, I was up with Maine the other day, though.
Look at you, look at you.
What's going on, man? What's love to your radio station, man? I finally got a chance to get up with y'all, man.
Hey, it took
so just
long
checking
enough.
In, man, see what's going on for the night.
All right, we'll check it out, man. We actually, I'm waiting. I just text Hits. I just texted him about 15 minutes ago. He was supposed to give me a call. I don't know if he's going to call in. Hopefully he call in, man. Matter of fact, let me ask you, man, since I got you on here. All right, man, we got a lot of, you know what I'm saying? You up and coming rapper. You out here doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? No, I mean, I'm noticing that we got a lot of beef going on. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was at the reunion. I was hollering at Hits, and I was telling him, you know, I heard he got the beef going on with Jill, and he got the beef going on with Tension. Now I know you roll with Hits, so I mean. I hollered at him one-on-one, but I told him I was going to let him come on here and tell what the real reason is behind it. I mean, in your eyes, I mean, do you think it's something that could be squashed out? Or is it just like...
I feel like it's something that ain't really too much of a hard situation. You know how we been and how we grew up from my neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? If it was really a situation, it'd get handled. But it's a little... But I feel that he probably don't, you know what I'm saying, squad. It's going to be a little rap radio beef thing. You know, he might not get too serious. So for the simple fact that they took the song Mammy, you know what I mean, out of Bay City that he created, and took it and made it a hit single. Because I asked him about it. I asked him what's really going on, you know what I'm saying, what's really the problem. You know what I'm saying, and that's my partner. And he said the problem was Tension took the song Mammy and made it a hit single on his album. You know what I mean? And then pay for it. You know, when you're in the music game, man, it's paperwork and rules and regulations. You can't just do anything and use people's songs, man, to make them your hit singles instead of promoting it like you made the song when you ain't the one wrote the song. You know,
can
so
you
that's
really
that's how people with tension come about. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I just got a question. Can you really do that? Because I wrote a song for somebody, and they was like, I'm going to make sure you blow up off of it. And they took the damn song, and I didn't hear it like, four times.
Yeah, they
like,
ain't supposed to do that. If y'all got no, that's why you sign pay. That's why you get the paperwork. All right, everybody out here listening, you get a song to hit singles.
Copyright.
Don't let nobody. When you do a song with somebody, just get your paperwork right. Y'all got to get y'all paperwork in order, man. Because people will take your song, they're going to get your song ASCAP and get it in your name as you wrote it. That way, if somebody try to take it, then you can sue them. You get your money. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't got no paperwork on no ASCAP,
right?
Anybody can steal your song.
If it's copyrighted, it's the same thing as you having your paperwork, right?
Right. So you get a copyrighted right in your name. And then
if
some people can't afford it, you can send it back to yourself with a time and date to be on the envelope.
I actually got it copyrighted. Like, I went through a lawyer, got it copyrighted. Every last one of my songs that I wrote, poetry that I wrote, is copyrighted. But this dude, I'm like, how in the fuck did you take my song that I just told you could sample? You told me you went
to have an agreement. I mean, what kind of agreement y'all had that you agreed that he could use?
He was like, let me see the song. Let me see what I can do with it. The next thing I know, I hear it on 107.5. I'm like, wait a minute. That sound just like my work. Went through my poetry book, and I'm like, this bitch stole my damn song.
Sometimes people switch it over, too, and make it sound a little different. But you know where they really be coming from. They be slicking through like that, too. So it's best not to really leak, huh, man, if you put it out.
Yeah, I think Mikey Gallo stole a couple of my songs, too.
I wish you was there at nine, man. I read you the CD. I just had the new joint I just did, man, a few days ago. They was playing in the club, Prestige, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of love from the new joint, man. They like, that's tight, whatever. You do something with it. So I'm going to get you that for sure, man. That's the thing I'm going to push right now to get me out there. Straight Slam, that's my family. You know, I run with them. My cousin, DJ Rock, my partner hit Screwface. We're up together. We can be around doing shows like that, trying to blow up Gary in the air. You know what I'm saying?
I Mikey Callow. You know I'm about to call you by your other name, but I'm going to call you Mikey Callow. All right, man, check this out. Now, I know y'all be rolling. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all down with that straight slamming click. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I want to play something, man. I want to play something. And like I said, I know you know something about it. You know what I'm saying? I want you to hear this, and I want you to tell me, do you think this guy got a legitimate gripe, or is this just some jealousy shit? This Ivo. I'm gonna play this little snippet, and I want you to tell me after you hear it.
Hey, you
nigga feel what a motherfucker think. I'ma let you know, don't joke with the beef. I ain't hard to find. I'm on the east and the beach.
Okay.
Keep it G. Gangster, Cutter, and Jerry. Rhyming your gorilla niggas like every team. Speaking on King Mac with the Grand Duke. Get a nigga's round fold if he flat in the street.
Hey.
FREDDIE. Yeah, Sisson is his GOBT. Yeah, this lane from the G, but the Ironwood ain't his hood. I put that on big old C.
Hey.
Niggas on the outside looking in. Don't look at the dude, the schoolboy. That is the police. He ain't never sold a tip of a drugs in his life. Never had peace. Don't know what the DL or GD. Me and Frederick used to be tight. Both of us was in the National Guard. But when we got activated in 2004 to go overseas, he had a heart. He was like, vote, I don't want to go. I'm finna get kicked out, so we started to smoke. Weed on the regular, and all of a sudden, he a thug, think I'm lying, nigga, finger roll, no. Me and this nigga had everything planned. I was like, Gibbs, whoever get on first, come back and get the other one, but I'm about to go overseas to the war so I can get this merch. Everything went cool for a minute, finger roll, pushed this music, because he was with no taming. Low, everybody on the label was like, vote, you the coldest nigga, I can't blame. Got back home from Iraq, Freddie Gibbs with Hollywood, acting like a shit don't stank. Everybody telling me this nigga got a distribution deal within scope and got banked. What ended up happening, the niggas couldn't hack it. The city didn't have his back. Niggas out west said it wasted 100 racks on his ass, so they made the motherfucker pack. Hey, you hear me?
Let's go.
Young Jeezy, I'm telling you, this the nigga you got rolling with you? I'm really Dolo. This just how I be hanging out, you know what I'm saying? If it's beef in the trees, bring it to the V on my mammy. Don't give a fuck what you see, this Dolo 100. You see it right here. Valley. Fight going, Ben. This nigga ain't he don't know what gang he is.
Yeah.
He start smoking weed, the old folk.
They playing the Ivo song, this is us Red Hills right now.
You say what?
Yo. I got his screw face on the line, you know what I mean? He say he's finna call y'all up there, give his version of the beast and all that.
I'm trying to figure out now that one right there. Yeah. I mean, Ivo, he put it out there, he put it on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? He had his boy Stacy in the background. Your man Stacy. him in the back.
Something wrong with
him. 646-727-1283. That's what I just got. What's the website? Let's go get the website.
SinCity.Spruce.com. SPRUZ.
SinCity.Spruce.com. He said he put that net. That's why I ain't come up here. School face for the college and let y'all know his version, you know, of what's going on, though.
Right. But now, I'm saying that situation right there, I mean, I'm pretty sure you heard Ivo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
What's your take on that one?
I mean, they you know what I'm saying? That's him and Fred. They got some little personal thing going on, you know what I'm saying? They started back in the day. And Fred, I mean, Ivo really brought Fred around a little bit, and Fred got on and forgot about him. Some people got to have patience, man, you know what I'm saying? They wait till they niggas on and get all the way on and come on and, you know what I'm saying, grab them or whatever. But I don't know if it's too much hating, you know what I'm saying, because I don't know their situation, you know what I mean? But if you're up from outside looking in and didn't know them, I'd say it probably would be hate. But by me knowing both of them fellas, I know I will too. I know that he did bring Fred around, so, you know what I mean? Maybe Fred and keep the end of the bar on what they got going on, but – don't know, you know what I'm saying? Well, I could, sometimes people get a little jealous and get going on. It be your own circle. People that be around, people get jealous. So I don't really know about this situation, man. You know what I'm saying? But I know Ivo made himself look bad when he put that video out of here, the biggest stage in the world, on the video with him. That made the valley look bad, you know what I'm saying? How you going to be talking about a man, talking about how he weak and soft and all that, but you got a snitch and a total down in half the world in the video with you, you know what I mean?
That's your man.
Yeah, that's my man. You know what I'm saying? But man, he a real guy. Don't get me wrong here, honey. But that's the only fault he got, man. He told, man. You know what I mean? And that's why I couldn't mess with that cat, man. You know, I've talked to you and a couple other cats, man, about saying if I was going to be with the cat, man, but I couldn't, man, because he did too much. You know what I'm saying? But I really wanted to. I just had to see what a couple people had to say about it.
Let me ask you a question, man. I want you to give me your top five G.I. rappers.
I didn't get it from Chicago. You know I'm going to say my name for sure, but besides me, man.
Take yourself out of the equation. Take yourself out. Whether it's beef or not between these rappers, who you think is the top five?
Best top five that ever came from G.I., man? I'm going to say, man, C Mac, man, you know what I'm saying? That's my partner, man. C Mac ran shit, man. I'm going to say EG, man. Real old school cast, man. I'm going to say Cass D, man. I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying? Hit, man. Dash, you know what I'm saying? The whole MCG squad. And I'm going to say, last but not least, man, I'm going to say Lil Menace, man. You know what I'm saying? The guys that I know that's really thoroughbred. You have really, you know what I'm saying? They know how to do music, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my top five right there. I'm gonna put Concord in the hall in one. I'm gonna put MCG's all in one. You know, I'm gonna get Cash D a slot, and I'm gonna get Lil Menace a slot. It's some young, it's some not a new young, good up and coming rappers too, man. You know what I'm saying? But
let me ask you a question.
Get Lil Menace a spot. And
let me ask you a question right quick. Now, out of everybody you named, is there beef in there?
Nah, there ain't no beef in there, man. They all jiggy, man. Everybody. They get along, man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody do their thing. And there's a couple of classic albums, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Jesse had a classic album, that album with the Indiana, you know what I'm saying, with the little steel mill, like steel mills in the background. That album, that's a classic, man. There's a few classics put out here. Richie had a classic floating around. We just talking about Guarantee, but we add Hammond in. So we add Hammond in, I'm going to throw Will Skrill up in there, too. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the hole in this little circle right here. Let me ask you one more question. Okay.
Now, all the rappers that's out right now in G.I., I know there's a lot of beef between all these guys and so forth. And now, let me ask you, do you think if the money is right, that these guys that's beefing can come together and put like a Wu-Tang Clan together? Do you think
that
can happen?
If it happened like that, man, I think, man, we'll kill the game. I think we like the last people that's really that they really waiting to hear from, man. You know what I'm saying? Freddie Gibbs opened up doors for us, man. And I think we the last crew, man, that's coming, man. And the world ready to hear what we got to say, because we got a different swag from all those type of rappers around the world, man. Our swag is relentless, man, because we can fast it up. We can slow it up, man. We can come different ways, man. You know what I'm saying? We got talent around Gary, man. All the brothers down here, man, stick together, man, to quit hate, man, to pray hate, man. We'll be on so much faster. But you
okay,
know what I'm saying?
Ask,
doing that, people ain't working with
certain
people, man. It's slowing us down. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question.
Man, we finna get up out of there, man. You know what I mean? It's an open. We on one.
Let me ask you a question.
Holler at your boy, Mikey Carlo, hit. Yeah, DJ Rock, give. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Trey, we in the building. Dose. Holler at your boy.
Hey, let me ask you one more question, dog. Would you be willing to sit down with all these rappers and put a super group together? Would you be willing to do that?
For sure, man. That's much love, man. Like I said, I ain't got no problems with nobody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had a few words thrown out a few weeks ago. You know what I mean? But that ain't really too much nothing. You know, really, they was talking crazy about my mans, and I stepped in. You know, it's my mans. We grew up together from Avon. We had a few words, but it really ain't no beef, so we squashed that all that or whatever. But, yeah, man, I love to, man. You know, it's all good, man. It's all love. I ain't got no beef with nobody, and I ain't jealous, because, you know what I mean? I know I'm cold, so I ain't got no reason to be jealous about the next man. I don't have no next man in my mouth. I just do me.
Okay, now let me ask you a question.
my fans. That'd be love, though, man, to get you out of surrounding. Sit around, man, and try to make some happen.
I heard you throw my song, man. I need my royalties.
Well, you know, so we're gonna talk about that, brother. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. I'm gonna have to get you that song, man. So you said I'm gonna have to get you the song. What you need? You need a flash drive, or you can just have it on CD or what?
You give it to me on CD, however you want it. I can get it on here.
Okay.
It's my show. I can get it on here, baby.
You play a little bit of the background while I'm talking to y'all, you know what I'm saying? But it's cold. I know you played last night at the club, man. I got a lot of stuff coming for you, man. I'm trying to help you with your blow-up space for love. We might all blow each other up, you know? Let's glad that y'all brothers doing something, man, because in the end, it's our time to shine. And we can blow everybody can blow up at the same time. The media, you know, the artists. It's enough money in for everybody. So I'm going to mess with people that we mess with us underground. Like, y'all radio stations, I'm going to be showing love to y'all radio stations and not charging and popping up and have y'all radio stations popping. Because y'all was messing with us, you know what I mean, when the big radio stations with me.
Right. That's all right, because when we get big, we ain't going to forget about everybody. I see my man Hitchin called in. I'm trying to see if he want to holler at me or not.
Okay.
If you want to holler at me, he's just press number one, man.
So how long did it take you to put your CD together?
Went down to Muncie, Indiana, man. And this female, she knew how to record and stuff like that. She was going to school for engineering, and she wanted to do my project for they had a project to do or whatever. She tried to get in her intern, so she said used my name and album for her homework class. Man, it took me less than a month. I just went in there and just. Every other day, I just was doing songs, you know what I'm saying? And then they start to look up. I say I did like 15, 16 songs, and I just picked like a good 10 for the intro and outro. So I could do an album in a week, though, especially the next day. But if I want to do a whole complete, real good album and have some thinking about the process into it, depending on, you know what I'm saying, how many artists I'm going to feature and stuff like that.
Do you write or do you just freestyle? I heard Lil Wayne freestyle all this stuff. I find that hard to believe.
Nah, you can't, because he's freestyled the gangster music on his real album. You know what I'm saying? You take that out, number 9 on his real. We freestyled that. We both went in the booth. The beat came on. We set the chords in our head. And I went in there, and I got to think of something first, and I spit, and then he spit. See what they mean by freestyle? Sometimes you don't just go on and just spit straight out 16 bars. He might say 4 and throw his hand, and they stop. Boom. Then he play it back, boom, and while he listening to that, and he thinking of something else, and then he come in with something else, you know what I mean? So it's easy to freestyle. So, yeah, them artists are like Lil Wayne and Jason, and they do be freestyling.
That shit's got to be
hard. He's cool for his whole album. That's all he do. I'm here to witness that, you know. I witness that. So if you hear that rumor about him, that's true, because he don't write it out. Sometimes I write mine when I got certain deep stories I got to tell and stuff I'm going through, and, you know what I mean? I sit down and write. Sometimes I freestyle, but his proof face, he don't write it down.
I think I see my boy here.
Yeah, I'm over here. Y'all can't hear me?
I hear you now. We got a little
I've been trying to get y'all to hear me for a minute, man. I'm like, what's going on?
You got to press one, dog. You got to press one.
Oh, shit, my fault, man. I'm over here high as hell, man.
So what y'all want me to say? I don't know if I can listen to what, or I need to get off of what?
Nah,
like, okay,
you good.
If you ever press
okay.
One,
Fish,
what's happening, baby?
Man, what it do, man?
Man, I've been trying to get you on here for as long as I know you're a busy man. So, hey.
Yeah, I know, man. I told you I was coming, though, man. It took me a minute, but I'm here now, man. So whatever the people want to know, you know what I'm saying, let me know what they ask, and I'll tell them what they want to know, man.
I'm going to dive right into it. Why did the beat start? I'm going to start off with you and... Kitchen. I mean, like I said, me and you sat there, politics, you know, like I told you, man, we came up from the trenches together, you know what I'm saying? Me and you came up from the trenches. And, I told you, man, I was feeling the mammy, though. I was feeling both versions. So, I mean, what happened, dog?
All right, okay, this is how the shit went, man. This nigga Tension, dead broke, nowhere to go, come to me with nothing but a bag on his shoulder. Need somewhere to go, you dig? He whining,
right.
He's talking about, well, nobody let him in the studio, nobody won't work with him. Rick Jordan over there still in the mammy wears selling T-shirts, right? So I'm like, okay,
right,
man, I'll help you out. Come to my studio. You can work in my studio. You can get money. You can live in my crib. Nigga come in here, make a beat in my studio for the song for free, you dig?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's sitting in here trying to think of a hook to it. You know what I'm saying? To the mammy. He's sitting in here for 2-3 hours, can't think of nothing. So I get this man his hook. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
and then
right.
I put the hottest verse on the motherfucking song. So if you ask me, that's my swag all the way. You smell me? He made the beat.
Okay.
I brought that motherfucker to life. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now,
right,
these motherfuckers start coming at him with all this, you know, big money talk, and he decides he wants to cut me out of the whole song. How the fuck you gonna cut me out of a song that I created for a dollar when I helped you and you didn't have nothing? You see what I'm saying?
That's
what
true,
motherfuckers
man
ain't understanding, man. I'm a 100 nigga, and if I'm 100 with you, I expect for you to be 100 with me. Point blank, period.
Right. Right. Now I'm gonna go on record and say, you know, I know you. I've been, like I said, me and you grew up together. I know sat down and I chopped it up with Tension a couple of times. And, I mean, but somebody that don't know, a lot of people like, well, Hitman, because Mammy took off. And I'm like, okay, how many of y'all heard the original version? You know, so it's like, okay. But now, like I said, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I support anybody from Gary to try to do what they do. I ain't
right,
mad.
You supposed to. You supposed to.
And I love the video just for the simple fact you got Roosevelt in the background. You know what I'm saying? It's nice for me to look at the video and be like, damn, I know, dude. I was just in the club with that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just a lovely thing to see.
Right.
But you know, okay. So now, with that being said, Rick Gill.
Hold on a second, dog, before you get to Rick Jail. Who created the mammy?
The word?
Yeah, whose is that?
The word, now that's a big ass toss up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit up here and lie. I'm not going to sit up here in front. Tension was the first person I ever heard say it. Other guys say P. Dot was the first person to say it. Rest in peace to P. Dot. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really know which one of them it came from, or if it came from a motherfucking bum on the street from in their neighborhood, because they both live by each other. So that's a big toss-up. But I will say Tension, the first person I heard say it. Now, who brought the word to life? You have to give that credit to me, because I'm the first motherfucker to put Mammy on the internet. I was down here listening to some niggas from Nap, Monkey Boy, On My Mama. I put on their stat. We used to say On My Mama in the 90s. We say Mammy now. You see what I'm saying? And after that day, everybody started going Mammy crazy on the internet. The song that was created, I created that song. That's all my swag. So, yeah, he might have been the first one to say it that I heard or whatever, and I don't want credit for that word. I don't even say Mammy. I did the shit to help that nigga, point blank period. But, nigga, don't kick me off the ship when the motherfucker get the goddamn selling. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole motherfucking thing with that. You know what I mean, nigga? I've been there for the nigga through so many situations in his life, it's ridiculous. So niggas come to you with a dollar, and you motherfuckers just say, fuck me? I can't honor that. Never. I don't give a fuck who it is.
Okay. I feel you. Now, the Rick Gill thing. Now, I remember back in the day when, you know, y'all was doing the MPG, y'all did a song with Rick Gill, and I mean, to me to this day, that's still a thing.
Yeah,
you know
Quick Boy, that's a classic all day.
Right, so you know what I'm saying? I know y'all go way back. Where did the Tension start at?
I mean, man, you know, with Rick Gill, man, it's been an on and off thing damn near our whole career. Because he a sneaky type of nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? When he needs something, you know what I'm saying, he your best friend. You know what I'm saying? But if he see any type of way where he could cut you out or cut a corner, he going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And how it really, you know what I'm saying, how the beef intentionally, you know, if you want to call it beef. I don't call it beef with me and one of these niggas because they ain't talking about shit, real talk. It started the first time when he was making his first little CD when he first signed to the Legion Records or whatever, the niggas out of Chicago.
Right.
He called me over to listen to some tracks, right? We listening to the beats and shit. Now, this one beat come on sound familiar than a motherfucker, right? And I keep listening. I'm like, hold on, man. I bought that beat from a guy named Rated X. I'm like, how the fuck you get that beat, man? He say, motherfucking Ruben from the bomb gave him a CD with all kind of beats on it. Well, I say, well, you can't use that beat. We could do something on any other beat, but you can't use that beat. You see what I'm saying? Long story short, after I left, the nigga never contacted me no more. The next time I heard his album, the beat was on his motherfucking album. And I already had a song did to it called Back to the Streets with the MCGs, which is on the second coming. So once I heard that shit, I'm like, bruh, I need a rack. I'm going to beat your ass. Simple as that. I got my rack. and then it went on from there. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, hey, you know I know.
I try to fuck with the nigga again, you know, on the Hitsville, USA. I put him on a song called I Shit On You. Hot ass song.
Right.
He comes to me, hey, man, let's do a video. I got a camera guy. He only want blah, blah, blah. He going to plug us. I'm like, cool. I get all my people up here, you know what I'm saying, to do the video. This nigga comes, shit, 6 hours late. You know what I'm talking about? We shoot some shit. You know what I mean? We get the motherfucking part of the video done, then it start raining. So we supposed to continue another day. I don't see him or his cameraman no more. Well, I done gave him a down payment on this video. I ain't see them motherfuckers. I'm contacting this nigga, calling him. He won't answer the phone, won't call me back or nothing. But the nigga on Facebook trying to chat my bitch. I'm like, what the fuck? She calling me like, this nigga on my chat. I've been calling this nigga for 2 weeks. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it went from there. Plus the fact that he tried to motherfucking take up for Soup. When Soup tried to say he started the 219 movement. Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga. We was doing this shit before they even knew what a Soup was, nigga.
So now you be referring to Soup if don't nobody know. You talking about Soup from formerly from the Brown family, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Hungry. Mr. Hungry himself.
Yeah, Mr. Hungry. Yeah, when he was hungry, I was eating. You feel me?
I feel you, dog. I feel you. All right,
on
now,
top.
I got to ask. Oh, okay, my fault. I said that if everybody can sit down and get together, man, I believe that Josh would be like a powerhouse.
Man, you know what? I would love to see that happen, but to be honest, no, I don't think it's possible.
And what's the reason that it wouldn't?
And the reason why I say that is because we all tried to come together already on a song called Welcome World. And that shit motherfucking was a disaster.
Damn, man.
It was a disaster. The song is hot as hell, you know what I'm saying? I swear the song is, it's a great song, man. But it was so many egos and motherfuckers, I'm the best and I want to run shit and this, that, to the point where the motherfucking song never even dropped. We did a video for the motherfucker. Now, these motherfuckers who organized the video, you know what I'm saying, that organized this song, didn't want to fund the motherfucker. Hold on now. Y'all the motherfuckers that got everybody together to do this, now y'all don't want a motherfucking fun and shit. Y'all telling niggas, come here, we having meetings for this, this, and that. And then the cameraman asking y'all for a couple of little measly-ass dollars, and y'all don't want to give it to him. It just went down the drain, man. You had niggas on there disrespecting each other. You could go on Facebook right now. It's still on there. The proof is in the pudding. It's a picture. I'll send it to your page, man. You can put it on your show or whatever. It's a picture talking about this Welcome World. You know what I'm saying? And you can look at it's like over 150, almost 200 comments of niggas just talking shit about each other. It's on there right now. It ain't going nowhere.
Send that to me, dog. Send that to me, man.
I send it to you, man. It's ridiculous, dog. I said, man, I can't believe this shit, man. Y'all motherfuckers on here really disrespecting each other, and we all on the same song, nigga. My verse hotter than yours. Why this nigga on the song? He ain't nobody. Who is this nigga? Fuck him. I'm like, wow.
Damn.
Real?
I mean, I'm sitting down there. I mean, because I look at Facebook, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, us in Sin City, we try to promote every angle that we possibly connect to promote from. And I'm saying, I get on Sin City and I look at a lot of things, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I seen one particular incident that Mike Shallow kind of brought up, where you and Thug, was having words. And I'm like, oh, man, I know these two ain't into it over no bullshit. And y'all, for a second it seemed like it got kind of heated, because I'm like, I hope these motherfuckers don't be on 38th Street. I'm afraid.
Ah, shit, I was on 38th Street. That nigga didn't come. Bullshit, ain't that?
Right, and I understand that, man. But, I mean, at some point in time, man, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, do you ever think like, all right, man, you know what? Let's just sit down and discuss this.
Man, you know what, dog? I'd have tried to talk to them. I'd have tried to explain shit to them, but they just got it in their mind, you know what I'm saying, that they going to believe what people saying, like, because that whole shit started because a motherfucker started a rumor saying that I said something about them guys that I never said. I try to explain to them, look, bro, if I got something to say to you or about you, I'm going to say it to you, nigga. So if you ain't hearing from me, that's some bullshit. I'm not going to deny it if I said it. If I said it to somebody else before I said it to you, I wanted them to go back and tell you, nigga, so you can come say something. So I'm not going to deny it when you come at me with it, bro. And that's the part they don't understand. So, you know, it all started because some niggas said I said they was broke. You know what I mean? Yeah, so petty-ass shit like that, man. Nigga said, I said he was broke. He come on to Facebook one day talking about, if you ain't got no love for Thug, then fuck all of y'all. Rick Gill said some shit, and Yo Sign said this, and Hit said I was broke, and woo-woo-woo. And I'm like, hold on. I said, what? How the fuck my name getting this? You see what I'm saying? But see, them other niggas, they some pussies. They scared to speak up for themselves. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't that type nigga. So, you know, I had to say my piece, nigga, because ain't no motherfucker finna be out here, you know, spreading rumors about some shit I said. But the niggas, you know, they want to believe the shit. Then they want to take it back to some, on some real shit, man. You know, they want to take it to some, well, we don't like him because he folks. You for real, dog? How old are you, nigga?
That still can't be going on.
Hey, man, how old are you, nigga? I can show you posts where they on there talking about Freddie Gibbs, like, okay, how the fuck is you a vice lord and all the niggas you run with folks, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, y'all, what the fuck y'all on that bullshit for? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Who the fuck on that shit in the goddamn 2000 and goddamn 12, 11, goddamn it, whatever the fuck? Y'all brothers
right,
on that?
Check this out, man. We want to go into one of your songs right quick, dog. We're going to go into one of your songs, man. You can hang around about 5 minutes more, man. I got a couple more questions I want to ask.
I ain't going nowhere, man.
This my man here featuring Wayne Blaze. All right, man. I like this too, man.
Money in the shoebox, I have a Swiss bank account, just bought a new spot. on Virginia Beach, chillin' with a Georgia Peach. Smoking on number cushion and imported sweets. Yeah, I just might chill here for a week. Matter of fact, take the G5 overseas. You know the boy went from local to global. CEO status on his way to a mogul. Without a doubt, you rolling with a winner, ma. I'm talking shopping free, first class dinner, ma. Presidential suites at the Trump Towers. I used to dream about this when I had the pump chowder. Now I got it all, everything I wanted. Car cribs and jewels, and I'm a clone.
Got it all, from the cars to clothes to girls, oh yeah. I'll be getting it with my team, and no.
To roll out the red carpet, pulling up the valet in the Ashley Martin. Yeah, this the life, I'm like a movie star. Made it big, selling wrong like a sushi bar. Neck and wrist chunky, look at the rock, boy. I ain't Jay, but I'm living like a rock, boy. I'm so icy, you ain't gotta turn the lights on. And I still brighten up the room like the light on. 50 style for the watch alone. You messed up and let your girl go to the club all alone. You ain't think she was going wrong with a boat? Move, I guess that's your law. It's something about having low money. Same shit probably diss me if I didn't have no money. But since I got the fame and I got the riches, they rolling with me cause my lifestyle is exquisite.
I got it all, from the cars to clothes to the girls, oh yeah. I'll be getting it with my team and all. Consist of some ballers, real thugs and dudes and shot callers. Real OG, OG, check my resume. Put me in it, well, bet that I get paid. Some addicted to money, I ain't trying to lose. Come along for the ride, girl, you'll be winning too. I got it all, from the cars to clothes to girls, oh yeah. My team and I tonight we'll let them know. I got it all, from the cars to clothes to the girls, oh yeah. I'll be getting it with my team.
Man, I want to know, goddammit.
fuck it. It's Fan City, baby.
I keep on getting called a hoe because I'm tagging people videos like Young Plaque.
I
want to
know.
Like Young Plaque. I got called a hoe and said I was fucking him because I tagged. He got a song called I'm Feeling Horny. Love it to death. It's just one of my favorite songs.
Right, right. That's my man. That's what's up. But who said this? That's what I want to know.
This dude named Jay Baller. He cool. Like, so you my ex, honey. You can't get mad at me because I don't like none of your shit. You yellow all your shit. Like, have you heard some of his shit?
To be honest, I'm be honest, I haven't. I know who you talking
his
about.
Shit sucks like hell. Like, so you a cool white boy, but your shit sucks. And he's like, how would you know? You ain't no music critic. Sweetie, I write music. First of all, if you did not know, I write poetry. I said, I done had plenty of people comment on my shit. Don't get mad because you yelling over tracks and they ain't your beats. They somebody else's beats. I was like, these are like famous people's beats and you writing songs to them. That shit ain't nice.
Goddamn it. What you
gotta
say about that one,
dog? Hey man, I mean, ain't really too much I can say about it, man. You like the music? I love the support. Fuck what he talking about. Keep on tagging that shit, goddammit. All
right,
now. Hey, whatever you want me to say, my nigga.
Hey, bro, you know. Hey, let me ask you, dog. Since you dropped that song off my paper. I mean, hey, either one of them, you got to get in contact with
you. Rick Jill. That's it. Hello?
I mean, yeah. I mean, did y'all squash it? I mean, is he, you know?
I mean, basically, I mean, like I said, really ain't no beef, man. I just really did that, man, just to let them niggas know what I'm about, man. If they respond, they respond. I ain't going to be mad. I'm just going to come back with some more music. But, you know what I'm saying? He didn't, you know, he didn't want to do that. You know, he basically came to me and said he ain't on that no more and, you know, apologized and shit. So I'm going to leave it like it is. But one thing I know I'm not going to do is motherfucking give a nigga another chance to do no shiesty shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay. I mean, because like I say, man, I asked you this last time you was on the show, man. I'm going to ask you this again. How are we going to get an MCG album out?
Man, that's a good question, man. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to have a couple niggas trick them niggas and send them beats and don't even let them know I'm going to be on a song. That's what I might have to do, man.
Because, I mean, there's no animosity between you all. Y'all just went and did different things, right?
I mean, to be real, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is kind of a little tension now. You know, certain things over little money issues. Motherfuckers ain't keeping real. Ain't, you know, do what they're supposed to do. But, you know, when it's all said and done, it's still love there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I love to work with them guys if we could just get, you know what I'm saying, our issues in order and move forward. And that'd be my whole issue with them. But, you know what I'm saying, it's like I don't know what I got to do to actually get them to work.
If a record company came out here and actually said, okay, if your intention can get together and make one hit, just a hit album, and we'll give you a record deal, would you do it?
If somebody said what?
If a major record company came out here and said, if your intention was to get together and make one great album, would you do it?
You know what? If the money was right, I would do it. And all the paperwork would have to be right. Intention, well, his people couldn't be in charge of none of that. You know what I'm saying? It would have to be somebody else in charge of all that that's going to make sure everything is motherfucking fair and square. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's the only way I would do it. You know what I mean? I mean, only thing he would be, you know, in control of is doing music. That's it. All the business side, if he got his hand in it or his people, nah, I ain't going to be able to do it.
Because I went down to, like, I'm moving to Atlanta. I went down to Atlanta, and my friend had me cracking up. He was like, Indiana artists are all the same, but they forever fucking beefing on Facebook. I was like, wait. people
oh, yeah,
like,
they pay attention
seen,
to it.
Because I got mostly out-of-town people on my page. If you're not an artist or you're not on something positive, you're probably not on my page.
Right.
What's your name?
LaFonda.
LaFonda. Back for people in the industry, you know what I'm saying, that's in Atlanta, that, you know, be on the same shit. Like, man, if y'all niggas could just get off all that beefing, man, motherfucker probably can, you know, make some money, get some money y'all way. But, you know,
these niggas ain't
ready for that, man. I mean, the mentality that most niggas got from the G, I hate to say it, is, you know what I'm saying, that crab in the barrel shit. You know, as soon as they see another nigga rising, they want to motherfucking, you know, take them down. You know what I'm saying? Or they want to do some sneaky shit to get on top. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? That shit ain't gonna never work like that. Let's everybody just keep it 100, man. And a lot of these niggas, sad to say, they don't even know what keeping it 100 is because they weren't raised like that.
Right.
That's because half of these dudes want to charge $700 to perform at a damn birthday party, and you're not even hot yet.
Damn.
I'm still pissed off about that one because he pissed me off when he told me I'm gonna charge you $700 to sing one song at my birthday party. Are you serious?
Who told you that?
Sweetie, you ain't even that damn high.
Who
told me that? I want to smack the shit out of him. I'm like, are you serious? $700, sweetie. I'm like, I could have went anywhere else. I was like, Bo Deal told me he'd do it for $500.
Who told
the
seven?
Tension. Wow. I
want
to but I mean, that's how he is. That's how he is.
$700 for one damn song, and that ain't the song I want to hear from you.
But look, that's how he is. I'm going to tell you, that nigga was working in my studio. I gave a nigga a job in my studio bringing business in this motherfucker, breaking bread with this nigga. Do you know he still was trying to charge me $250 for a beat that he made on my equipment? I told him, nigga, man, take that beat and shove it up your ass, dude.
You
got to
have it, man.
It's
just, you gotta get that song
it's ridiculous how it's, people get money because I put something on my page and a lot of people, I had like 18 comments in like 15 minutes because I said that you shouldn't make music just to get a payday. It could be more than just a payday. It should be because you feeling the music. Don't write. I was like, you're not feeling your own music. How you gonna get pissed off because ain't nobody else feeling it? If you don't like your music, how you expect me to like it? I'm not gonna promote nothing that you don't like. If you're not promoting your own music, why should I promote it?
Right.
So,
I feel you on that.
Like, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. You need to close your damn mouth. You a little ignorant ass bitch. You probably suck all these rappers' dick. I was like, okay. Yeah. I don't really give a damn, but whatever you got to say, go ahead and say it because you know I'm telling the fucking truth. I was like, some of y'all music sucks, and that's just it. So if it don't get tagged to my page, don't get pissed off because I'm going to promote what I like. Like somebody told me about LOE. Why the hell you tagging them lame ass niggas? They ain't even hot. Are you serious? Beat the Pussy Down is probably the hottest song I've ever heard.
Yeah, I fucked with LOE, man. Them my dudes. Yeah, they
got
that
shit.
On that note, we got a few people listening, so if you guys want to jump in the conversation, you got to push one. And we'll bring you in.
Okay.
If you got questions for Hits or Mikey. Press one.
Hey, before we get do any more questions, my dude Chris Dow told me to plug the studio, so I got to do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to come fuck with us, man. We at 212 West 10th Street, Indianapolis, Indiana. You know what I'm saying? One of the hottest studios in that. You know what I'm saying? $40 an hour, $150 for a 5-hour block, $300 for a 10-hour block. We do mixing, mastering, videos, pictures, T-shirts, I mean, oh, nine, whatever you need. The number, once again, is 317-209-9440. Holla at me.
Okay. Hey, because I need one of them Indiana shirts, dog. I got to have one of them. I got to have one of them Indiana shirts,
dog. I'm trying to get one of my grinding shirts. Like, y'all trying to be stingy on that, especially since Kendall don't never answer his damn phone.
Oh, man, shit, I can have that with me for you. Don't even trip. You know what I'm saying? Shit, what size you need? You know what I'm saying? I just give him his percentage of the money because that's my little guy. But, you know, we actually print the shirts up for him, so I don't think he'll mind me, you know what I'm saying, print you up one.
I'm trying to get one before I go to Atlanta, so at least I can roll down while I'm down in Atlanta. All
right. Well, you do PayPal, or you need me to bring it up to the G, because I can bring it to the G, too.
I need you to bring it to the G, because that little heifer been to the G 3 times and still ain't gave me my shirt.
When you say you going to Atlanta again?
I'm leaving September 1st.
Okay, I'll be to the G plenty of times before then, so I'll get in touch with you
when the second hit field coming out? I need to get the first one. My brother jacked it. Jacked my CD.
Yeah,
people always steal that CD, man.
People always steal that CD, man. It's a classic, man. It's a hot double CD, man.
You don't know what you got on your hands, so I'm going to go ahead and take it off your hands real quick.
But yeah, man, if motherfuckers ain't got no copy of that, man, they sleep, man, because, you know what I'm saying, that's some of the hottest music to ever come out of Gary, and I ain't just saying it because it's my CD, because there's a bunch of great artists
like
on the CD with me, you dig?
I personally like Kickstart Tick. That's like one of my favorite songs.
Which song?
Six Star Chick.
Okay, yeah, you know that. I had to rep, you know what I'm saying? I had the fast start going everywhere.
And the one right out there.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's just music. You know, ain't no disrespect to nobody.
That's why I said, people was like, you don't know none of your music. Trust me, I can name a whole bunch of songs by different artists, know the words and everything. Don't play with me. My kids even know the damn song.
Hey, well, I'm going to tell you this, dog. I'm going to tell you. When you came out with that Ivanhoe anthem, my daughter even talking about who was Roy Lee.
That's what's up.
We just performed that too, Zach.
Huh?
We just performed that too, man. The first stage, you missed it, man. It was lovely.
Oh, for real?
You come out Saturday?
We had Gangster Neff on the stage too. Neff was up there with us, man.
Hell yeah.
How the hell did you get him to dance in that video, man?
Hey, man, that nigga was drunk, man. He just did what he did. You know what I'm saying? I said, keep it, man. Let's roll.
Hey, man, I laughed at that video so hard, man. I'm like, every time I see it, I'm supposed to laugh.
Motherfuckers coming at me from every angle, man, you know what I'm saying? But I just look at it like, man, it's a sign from God, man, that, you know, something great going to come up out of this, because they say when you come out of the storm, man, you're going to the light. So, you know, I'm just going to keep faith, keep moving forward, you dig?
Right. But now, let me ask you, now, with all this animosity and all this, I mean, I ain't going to say peace, I'm just going to say the war words, all these war words going on. Anybody, like, right now, that you still be like, okay, I want to work with this person? Or you just like, fuck everybody? Hey, he's going to do what he's going
to
do.
I mean, to be honest with you, man, when I opened up my studio, man, I opened up my studio for that very purpose, to work with everybody. Everybody was complaining about when they come to Indianapolis, they ain't got no way to work because, you know, guys around here, you know how it is. You know, Indianapolis guys don't really fuck with Gary guys, so they don't really want to, you know, let motherfuckers know about their shit, because they think Gary niggas going to steal their shit, to be honest. You know what I mean? Because that's how most niggas come off. Like, I'm down here, I'm ready to take your shit type shit. You know what I mean? So I put a studio together, you know, for niggas when they down here, whatever city they from, you know what I'm saying, to come here and do whatever they do. That ain't got nowhere to go. And my whole intentions of my mixtape was to try to work with everybody from the crib that I could possibly work with. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it seemed like, you know, that was the first time in my life I ever was in contact with that many rappers at one time. And I just learned that, you know, I really ain't got the mentality of these rappers, because shit they be on, I don't be on, man. And they views, I don't look at shit the way they look at shit, man, because they really, you know, most of these guys is really like, you know, trying to, you know, be a character. I ain't trying to disrespect nobody, but it's a entertainment field that we in. So motherfuckers is trying to find their lane and you know, I'm this nigga or I'm that nigga, probably be in the mirror practicing and shit like that. But I just come off real. So we don't really get along, man, and I just don't really, you know, I really don't, you know, see, I really can't see me, man, really, man, fucking with too many of these guys because they all came at me bogus after I tried to help them already. And, you know, I'd be a fool to keep fucking with these guys after I didn't try to help them and they motherfucker tried to chop my hand off. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. I mean, because, you know, like I said, man, I know me and you go way back, dog, and you've always been just, you know, a laid-back kind of dude. So it's like, I just couldn't understand when I'm like, damn, well, I heard the song. When I first heard the song, I actually laughed. I said, and, you know, I sent you a message. I said, why they get this nigga party? And I'm like, what? Where the hell did this come from? You know, I was truly in, like, God damn, what the hell? Because, like, oh, I've never, you know, you always had your lyrics down, but you ain't never came off like, okay, I'm finna diss this nigga, or I'm finna talk bad about that nigga. And then for you to just get out there like, you know what, fuck it, I'm finna ride their ass. I'm sitting there like, okay, now where the hell did all this come from?
Man, that's just because I got tired of all the Facebook talking, man. I'm like, man, show and prove. Everybody say they the best artist, so I'm finna put this out here. Now, if you better than me, man, come on back and smash what I'm doing, man. Don't get mad and want to get on no street shit. You say you the hottest nigga from around here, come on with that hot shit. I want to hear it, nigga. Smash me if that's what you going to do. You smell me? We can make it into, you know, some real entertainment for the fans, man. If you really got skills like that, come on with it.
Are they still, goddammit, does rappers still do the battle raps? I mean, you get face-to-face and just go.
I mean, now that type of shit,
do they still do that?
I mean, that type of shit like that, I ain't never been a fan of. Even when we was at Westside, when everybody used to be in a circle rapping and shit, I ain't fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I be fucking with my niggas. I don't do all that because, you know, niggas get, you know, you get to kill a nigga, niggas get mad, man, and want to fight. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna be fighting over no goddamn rap songs. You did.
True.
I'm cool on that because niggas, you know, they pride be in the way. If a nigga is like, because, you know, nigga gonna say some disrespectful shit, you gotta lean against a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta be able to take that. A lot of niggas can't take it, so I don't even want to put myself in that situation. You know, that'd just be some dumb ass shit to be, you know, even into it over.
I'm going to tell you like this. If you tell me that my mama sucks your dick, I'm going to knock you in your motherfucking mouth. So,
exactly.
Nah,
but, you know, if you listen to my song, Trap Shit, which is going to be on HBO USA 2, I tell them niggas, when you were standing in a cypher, I was at the store with my Pyrex whipping China. And that's real shit,
right,
man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real hustler. These niggas are rappers, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's, like, so exciting to them. Oh, I'm fucking with this dude. I'm doing this with this dude. And blah, blah. Man, that shit don't mean nothing to me, man. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why
I've been getting money. I've been doing what the fuck I want to do. You did?
Right.
And that's why I understand, like, why you ain't did a song with Who Knows. I'm just wondering. Like, do you even know who that is?
Who Knows?
Yeah, that's his name. That's his rap name, at least.
Who?
This
Who Knows? Who the fuck is that?
Are you serious? Like, what? Man? Are you serious? You don't know who that is. Like, he got, like, some hot shit out. Like, he got some hot music out. Like, he got
Who
white
knows where he from?
He originally from Harvey, but he stays in Hammond.
I ain't never heard of him, I swear to God, but I'm about to go check him out now since you said something about him.
His music is, like, all over my page. Like, everywhere.
What? I'm going to check that shit out then. I want to hear what he's talking about.
Who do you want to work with?
Well, okay, I guess I start off with niggas in the that's already established. Of course I want to work with Jeezy. I would love to work with Wayne. I would love to work with T.I. Maybe even Jay-Z if he ain't on that double shit. You know what I'm talking about? He got that bread, though. You know what I'm talking about? But,
right.
You know, it's a couple other guys. I'd love to do some shit with Scarface. I wish Pop was still around, you know what I'm saying? You know, as far as, you know, like on a you know, Indiana tip, man, it's a guy down here in Lamp named Bro, man. He's doing a little something down here. He got it popping down here. I like to fuck with him, you know. Niggas at the crib, a lot of niggas I already work with, man. So niggas that I haven't ever worked with, I have to say I love to work with LOE. I ain't never worked with them. Let me see. Who else? It's a new guy named Young Streets that's coming up. I like his shit. It's a cat named Lil Natty. I'm kind of feeling him too. It's a lot of niggas. I can't really think of motherfuckers like right off the top like that, man. I wish I knew y'all was gonna ask me this because I'd have wrote this shit down. You know what I'm talking about?
I'd rather be like that.
Yeah, I know, man. You know, I told you I've been smoking weed, man. So if I ain't say your name, Lil D Brown, I like D Brown. B-Do, it's a couple other niggas. I really want to work with the younger niggas because these older niggas already got the egos, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather, you know, spread the love with the young cats, man. Help them motherfuckers shine. You know what I mean? On some real shit. All right.
Now I got to ask this question, dog. I got to ask this question before I go. Now, I know you affiliated with Straight Slam, and, you know, I know Freddie Gibbs, you know, y'all, that's your man and all, you know. What the hell, I mean, okay, I played a song earlier, Ivo.
Right.
I mean, he went hard on Gibbs. He went hard on Gibbs. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, they were supposed to hook up and, you know, Gibbs turned his back on him and all that. But now my thing is, what I'm wondering is, like, okay, yeah, he's signed the Young Jeezy, but shit.
Yeah, I'm as mad as
I mean, that's just stage one. I mean, you know, you can't really say, I'm an established artist just because I signed to this record label.
Right.
It's like he got signed. It's like everybody just taking all these shots at him.
Yeah, he's still building his brand, so it ain't like he could just reach out to a nigga and just put him in a situation where they need to be. Motherfuckers still got to grind for themselves, and that's what motherfuckers don't understand, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to do for self, man, and get yourself hot. You know what I'm saying? That man's still trying to get his situation secure. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even put out an album under CTE yet. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's why because that was my whole gripe with it, because it was like, okay, he signed with Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody, all of a sudden, everybody hated him. Everybody hollering, oh, he ain't no gangster, this, that, and other. Okay, now, let's be realistic. Dr. Dre ain't no gangster.
That's actually shit. None of them niggas that was in NWA was a gangster, nigga. But we used to motherfucking think they was. Shit. Everybody bought their shit.
Hold on a second, man. We got a new call to the show. Let me bring in a new call. Caller, what's happening? Who this? 505. This is who?
Rev.
Oh, how you doing, Rev?
I'm all right. I want to plug my little cousin. Look up 574 Bastard Style on YouTube.
What's his name?
574 Bastard Child on YouTube.
574 Bastard Child?
Yeah.
Okay,
hey, he's always looking for somebody, the next big thing. Am I right, Hitch?
Yeah, off top, I'm going to check him out. I'm going to check him out, man. I like listening to music, man. Like I said before, if it's good music, I fuck with it. I don't care who made it.
Well, check him out. He in South Bend, and he ready.
All right, 574 Bastard Child, I got you.
And trust me, he got some backup.
That's what it do.
Got your crazy ass, huh? I'm just fucking with you, girl. I'm fucking with you. Hey, but now here, I will ask you before we got off, man. And I was on, like I said, I try to look at, you know what I'm saying, my whole thing is I want to promote anything coming out of Gary. You know, that's what me and Father Time out to do. We try to promote anything out of Gary, hoping that people will have our back the same way.
Exactly.
Now, I'm looking at this Ivo, and I see Stacy standing right behind it.
So now I'm like, is this the puppet pulling the string? What?
Right,
man,
right.
You know, what's going on with that?
I mean, man, you know, it's obvious that Stacey went over there like, hey, man, why don't you go ahead and take this shot at him, man? I give you a little money. I got a nigga film it. I mean, you know, we know Stacey from way back. You know how he is. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? He'll throw his money around and make a nigga do what he want to do. He'll find a nigga that need it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't do it himself, so he said, fuck it, man. I know this nigga don't like him, so let me go over here and talk this nigga into, you know, doing this shit.
All right, because now, like I said, now, and I got to bring that up. With you saying that, I remember when, you know, when Young Jeezy first signed Gibbs, you know what I'm saying? Stacey was all on Facebook talking about he wanted CTE chain and all that. And I remember you making a comment like, motherfucker's going to be on my neck. Come take it from me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, it's like, okay, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, dog, and I really didn't know what the fuck was that about.
Well, he don't want to take the chain?
Right. What was all that about? I mean, what, is he mad because Young Jeezy signed him? I mean, my thing
nah,
is...
Nah, he was mad. He huh?
My thing is he's from Gary. You know what I'm saying? Let's stand up. Let's be proud of this man. This man made it.
Man, this what that shit was, man. When Stacey first opened up a Facebook account, right, one of the first statuses that nigga ever put up was, who the fuck is Freddie Gibbs? I ain't never met that nigga. How the fuck he gonna represent the G? And he gotta go through the king to represent the G.
Really?
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so he got to fucking with that man. Like, I met you, nigga, if you don't come holler at me. So, you know, that man called me like, man, what's up with this Stacey dude? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, you know, he just, you know, he trying to get some attention, man. You know, he like attention, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, don't pay him no attention. He like, what, he keep coming at me. I don't even know this dude, man. I was a kid when that nigga was on the street. Then he get locked up or something and snitched on CCA. Like, he didn't even know the nigga, you know what I'm saying? He like, didn't he snitch on CCA or something? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
He like, so how the fuck you feel like he could be the king and tell me I got to come holler at him? I said, man, just keep on motherfucking representing like you doing. The real niggas got your back. Don't worry about that. And, you know, he ended up making a song and said something about Stacey. It's called Do Wrong Part 2. And he say something about, I know a nigga named Stacey that's snitching or something in a verse. So that's what really pissed the nigga off, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, okay, man, now what the hell is this? That was my whole thought, because you know what I'm saying? I seen Stacey in the club, and I'm like, oh, man, you cool to be fucking with that boy like that. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I want his chain. Really? Come on, his chain.
Yeah.
All these motherfuckers want your head, and you want the chain. Motherfuckers,
right.
You looking at the wrong person.
Exactly.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you, we was in the club, and they literally, security had to take him up out of there because motherfuckers couldn't get at him.
Yeah, I already know. I heard about that shit. But, you know, like I told him, you know, he told me out of his own mouth. He said, you know, every time my kids look at that video, I got to explain to them, you know what I'm saying, about that shit. And that's what bothered me. And I said, well, man, you put yourself in that position when you did what you did, man. So... you should have knew that was coming when you did what you did, fam. You know what I mean? You can't take that back, man. You took a whole motherfucking neighborhood, man. You took niggas away from their families, man. You know what I mean?
Man.
Wait a minute. You said Stacey said that?
Yeah, Stacey told me out of his own mouth that the reason why he be so mad because every time he see this video that Gibbs did, when he mentioned his name, his kids is asking him about this. You see what I'm saying?
Shit. You know what you did. You know what you did.
Exactly.
Hey,
that's what I just said, my nigga. Here. Like, that's what I told him. Like, nigga, you know what you did when you did it. You can't take that back. So you can't be mad at that man because you the motherfucker that did that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You did it.
Right. Everybody else saying it. So what's the difference with him saying it and everybody else? I guess
because
he got, like...
Because he got money.
He got a whole bunch of viewers. He got a big ass fan base.
Yeah, he got
a whole.
Yeah, what's up to y'all on, man? It's Mikey Carlo. I just popped back in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that.
Man, pay me my royalties. What projects you got going on now?
Well, right now, man, we are in the process of finishing up the Straight Slamming mixtape. You know what I'm saying? That's coming out in September. Then I got His Bill USA Volume 2 coming out in October. And in between, now, I'm going to give y'all two free mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? One going to be with Traps and Trunks. And the other one is going to be with, oh, shit, man, I don't want to say this shit wrong. Stop Beefing Radio. Matter of fact, it's going to be with the Coast to Coast DJs. You know what I'm saying? Let me get it all the way right with my man from Stop Beefing Plugged. So I'm going to do a Coast to Coast DJs mixtape, and I'm going to do a motherfucking mixtape with Traps and Trunks. Two free mixtapes in between the Straight Slamming mixtape and the Hitsville USA 2.
Okay.
All right, can you give us like a, give us a little preview or something, man?
Give you a little preview?
Give me a little preview or something.
I mean, y'all play about paper?
Well, now that song, I said, because I, like I said, and I'm going to go on record and say this. I played it. I played it, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Now, I didn't want it to look like, and I'm going to tell you why I didn't. That's why I didn't cue it up tonight. So I didn't want it to look like everybody said, well, okay, he from Ivanhoe. So now, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a fair man. I'm like, because I reached out to Pension. Hey, dog, you want to come on the show too? You want to come on? I ain't getting no response from you.
Because he know I'm going to tell the truth and he going to lie. And he don't want to face that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I told my partner. I said, well, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to, you know, be both of you. Like, okay, it wouldn't be fair to have one on and I had the other one on. Now, I've reached out to him, and I'll reach out to him again. I even reach out to him again just so he can come on.
Get him on here. Let him pump his shit, man. You know what I'm saying? What people don't understand, man, is, you know what I'm saying, I can never be mad that the song is doing what it's doing because it came from me, man. I created the song. So, yeah, I'm happy the song was blowing up. But what I'm not happy about is you try to throw me off the bus, nigga, and I did this for you, nigga. That's the part that I ain't happy about. So that's what people don't understand.
So if he
you know
went on the radio right now and said, okay, you know what, let me correct something. I'm not the only one who made this song happen. Would you squash the beat with him completely?
I mean, it would have to be more than just going on the radio saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? It would have to be like some monetary shit, you know. I mean, you know,
he
that's cool too, but
that he's making off of it.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to get something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we worked out a deal where I'm getting a little small-ass percentage of the shit, but it ain't what I think I deserve. You know what I'm saying? But I just went on and settled for it anyway. But what really made me mad even more is after we talked, he went on the radio station and still denied that I had anything. But he didn't deny. When they asked him how he came up with the song, that motherfucker straight lied about how he came up with the song. So, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like
everybody heard that interview.
Yeah, he lied like a motherfucker. But, you know, I just feel like at this point, you know what I'm saying, it's like I done already, like, been through so many situations with him, and he been on that type of shit that, you know, I really can't trust a dude like that no more. You know what I'm saying? No matter what he give me, but, you know, I would take, you know, any motherfucker, I never turn down no money. You know what I'm saying? Give me more money, I'll chill out. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I feel you. Mikey, I need my royalties, man. Mikey, I did my Roy. What you got going on next, Mike?
Hello? Sound like, Mike? Yeah, I'm like, where you go, man? They talking to you, Carlo. What's up?
How what it do, man? What's good? What's good? What's bad, man? I was texting people. They text me trying to get on the radio show.
Yeah, it's like a whole bunch of people texting me, like, who knows, just trying to call in. He said he can't get through at all.
He said he called something. He's trying to look it up. I'm telling him not to call, man. You got to call. Some people come out there on the computer and shit.
Well, now I'm going to tell you now. Right now, what we're doing right now is that went overtime. So we done went overtime. So if you ain't in right now, no, you can't get in. We done went overtime. But you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. That's how we do. I mean, shit. We want to get the story, and we got the story. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It, hey, I appreciate Hey, y'all, I got to tell y'all, I've been trying to get his on here and get him on here ever since this shit broke out. But my man, he a busy man, I understand that. But, hey, man, I need to be on the video, dog. I need to be on the video.
Man, I got you, man. I got a couple of videos, man, that I'm about to do, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure I come back to the G and do at least one of them. You know what I'm saying? So when I do that, motherfucker. But damn, you down here in that, man, right?
Yeah, man.
Shit, man.
I come to the studio.
Oh, man. We can get it in like, that really ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to shoot some shit real soon, man. So I'll be hollering at you, man. Real talk.
And I tell you what, man, I'm at, hey, whenever
I feel bad,
Zach,
like I ain't even in one.
I'll
be on the stage with him, and I ain't even in one, so don't feel
bad. Yeah, you missed the Aviation video. That's the one you supposed to be in that, nigga.
Yeah, no, that was like the text.
You too,
man,
nigga.
I ain't know nothing about it.
Man, I was putting this shit on Facebook, man, and, you know, I said I did it for like a week, telling motherfuckers what time I was going to be out there, all that. And, you know, the niggas that showed up was the niggas that showed up. So I went on the road with it like that. I really wish I could have hit everybody from the hood. I swear. I wanted to shoot some footage at the Ivanhoe reunion. But to finish the video up last year, but my cameraman had some other priorities on the day of the Ivanhoe reunion. So I couldn't get that footage, man.
Okay. Nah. Hey, man, whenever you get some free time, man, I'd love to do a show from the studio, man. Let everybody see what his Bill USA looking like.
Man, whatever you want
to
do,
man.
They
need to go mad. Fuck that. They need to go buy it like everybody else. I'm sorry. You supposed to support your local artist. Go buy that CD.
No, baby.
And I'm on my way to the bag. I don't know how to cover them. Oh, let me shut up.
Yeah,
I'm already in debt.
It hurts. I heard you. I want my money, nigga.
And I make way for the bag out. I still sell it too, but I just popped to them out yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I need that. I need my chips. With Jill.
I guess you will.
Hey, man. It's been a pleasure having you on the show tonight, man.
Man, you already know ain't nothing but love, man. I appreciate you having me on, man. I appreciate everybody even being interested and wanting to know what I had to say, man.
Oh, yeah, August 22nd, White Collar Live Concert. Be there.
Man, we just asked you that. We just asked you that.
Gary and Adam, man. All the support.
If y'all in Gary, make sure y'all come to my birthday party on Friday, because I'm going to kill it as always.
Where is that?
I'm going to be at the Rap Factory in Chicago.
I'm kidding. I got to go to Chicago tomorrow. Yeah, you going to be
at
the
Rap Factory.
I don't know, man.
That's what it do.
All right, well, man, you know what? Like I said, man, we done ran over, man. It's good talking to you. It's a pleasure to square this way. And like I said, anybody else want to come on the show, you know what I'm saying? If anybody feel like Tension or Rick Jillo or anybody else got done wrong and they run back and say, well, this was said about you on CNC. Hey, they got all type of... Hey, all y'all gotta do is call in. Hey, I listen to everybody.
Yeah, I love to hear what they gotta say too. I love to hear what they gotta say. So yeah, come on the show, man. Speak your piece.
All right, man. Like I said, dog, it was a pleasure having you on, man. I appreciate
sure,
it.
Man.
Hey, we gotta get up, man. I'm here. We gotta get up.
Man, it's whatever, man. I'm in
the
studio
number?
Right now, man. I'm in the studio every night, bro.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, say what?
Say what,
Do you still got the same number or your number changed?
Yeah. Everything's still the same. All the business is still the same. It's all good.
You had to make sure.
I'm gonna roll down there.
Well, you finna come down in there?
Nah, I ain't finna come down, man. I'm drunk as a motherfucker.
I finna say good morning, nigga.
I'm just kidding, man. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, I get drunk as a motherfucker doing this show. We get it over here.
Just let me know, you know what I'm saying, when you ready, fam. You know what I'm saying? It's all love, you know that.
All right, man, I'm going to come down there, man, kick it with you. Relax, kick back, see what it's like, see what it's like in Hitchfield.
Let's get it.
All right, man, for sure. Like I said, man, always a pleasure having you on the show, man.
No doubt, man. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, now, Hitch.
For sure.
Peace.